everybody. It's time for Geeky Gay on Sunday, May 27th, 2012. And I'm Adam, and I sound like a frog or something. I don't know what's wrong with me. I had a little bit of a bad day on Friday, and I had a little bit of a teary time at my desk. I'll just put it that way to not sound like a freak. But anyway, and after that, like, all the snot stayed up in my head. I don't know what happened. I feel fine, but I sound all like, I don't know how I sound. But anyway, so I played that little copyright infringing song, but hopefully that won't cause me to get pulled from anything. But that was a version of the Star Spangled Banner by Phil Driscoll, and he's my favorite trumpet player. For any of you that don't know, I'm a trumpet player, and so today is the day before Memorial Day, and we had at church, we sang God Bless America and like all this stuff, and so I was thinking, oh, if I record today, I'll go ahead and play, you know, something patriotic. So there you go. There's your patriotic. If you didn't fast forward through it, that's your patriotic. So I wanted to just stay home all weekend and not do anything because I stay so busy during the week. And my mom went out of town, and as per usual for my parents, when one of them goes out of town, I have to babysit the other one. And my stepdad wanted to go over to this house that my family owns, like 2 hours away, and I convinced him to wait until today because I play in church, and I feel like if I have a responsibility to do something and they depend on me to do that, that I should do it. And I had missed a few Sundays in a row in late April, early May, because of some stuff that I had to do, and so I really wanted to play this Sunday. Anyway, so I'm going to have to, after he gets done mowing their yard, go over. And the thing about this place is, like, there's not anything to do, really. It's near the Buffalo River, so you can go canoeing and camping and stuff like that. But other than that, there's not really much else to do. And so I just end up sitting there on the couch. There's not even an internet connection at this house. So I end up sitting there and trying to play on my iPad and with nothing to do. So I went to see Avengers, and I mentioned this on DI Plus, so I won't spend any much time on it, but I had this goal that I was going to go and see every movie that I needed to go see that was kind of any of the movies that were related, like Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, and Thor. And I had already seen Iron Man, but I had not seen Incredible Hulk or Thor. And I also had not seen, what was the other one? Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, and Thor. Yeah, that was it. So I went and saw those. First of all, can I just say, for those of you who have seen Thor, that guy is hot. I mean, he's like super, I don't even know how people get that hot. I mean, I know that you work out, and supposedly you get all these muscles and stuff, right? But this guy looks amazing without his shirt on. I don't know how you do that. I've been working out my entire life. I don't know what I need to be lifting. I obviously need to be lifting some heavier weights or something like that to get to that. I'll never be there. I would love to look like that guy in Thor. I don't even know his name. Is it Chris Hemsworth or something like that? But anyway, amazing. So I went to see Avengers. It was really good. There wasn't a lot of storyline, I will have to say, but if you like action, like superhero type movies, it was really good. It was really well done, but you don't get a whole lot of story. I will say, though, a lot of people said, oh, you don't really have to have seen the other movies to really, know what's going on. And you don't. I mean, I'm sure you could figure it out. But what I will suggest is if you haven't seen Thor yet, that you go see Thor before you see the Avengers, because the bad guy from Avengers is from Thor. So if you kind of get the story of Thor, then you can, you know, you'll kind of know what's going on from the very beginning of the Avengers movie. Anyway, so what have I been doing? Well, I've been really busy at work, and I've been dog sitting. So my ex went to Maddie. For those of you who've listened to the Adam and Maddie show, he went to Australia, and he needed someone to watch his dog. So I've been watching his dog, and I thought it was gonna be a real difficult thing because I was keeping her for almost a month, and surprisingly, it hasn't been that bad. It's kind of nice to have a dog who can hear me and who can actually like walk up the stairs and down the stairs. Katie is so old now and has health problems that I have to carry her up and down the stairs, whereas Ellie runs up and down the stairs just fine. She hears me, so I can call her and she'll come to me. So that's been nice. I mean, I still love Katie, but it's just nice to have a dog that can hear me and can actually, you know, run around. She does not hold her bladder as well, so I have to take her out to use the bathroom every couple of hours just to make sure. But she hasn't had any accidents on my floor. She's only had accidents on my parents' floor, because I take them over to my parents during the day when I'm at work. And so far, only two accidents in the past 2 weeks, and they were both at my parents' house. So sorry about that, Mom. But anyway, other than that, I haven't really been doing much. I worked on the website for DI Plus a little bit and just, you know, doing the normal stuff. That I will say, I found these, so I'm weird. I find these things that I like to eat and I decide that, and I don't decide, but I get stuck. I like get in a rut that I'm like, ooh, I really like this, and I eat the same thing over and over again, and I'm always watching my calories. I was in Walmart one day looking in their, like, deli salad sort of section, and they have these pre-made pasta salads that have, like, the little spirally noodles, and they have some tomatoes, and then they have olives and cut-up chicken and cheese and a dressing that you put on top of it, and it's only 580 calories for the whole thing. So I've been eating those like almost every day for the past like week and a half. And I know some people are like, ugh, pasta salad? But I really like pasta salad. So I've been eating those. And then they have some salads that are good as well. I could probably save money if I would just buy the stuff and make the stuff myself. So, you know, buy pasta, boil it. Buy some dressing, buy some olives, you know, and just make it. But I like things that have the calories clearly, like, labeled on there. So I don't know. I've been putting off recording because I didn't have anything, you know, really entertaining to say, but I wanted to keep you guys, since it is a personal journal, I just wanted to kind of keep you up to speed on my life. Sometimes I feel like I cover most of the stuff on DI Plus, and so it's like there's nothing new to say on here. So I'm going next weekend. I am going to pick up, well, I'm actually going to pick up Maddie from the airport, and I'm going to take Ellie with me because I need to return her to him next week. He gets back on the 2nd, and I need to go ahead and drive down there and return her because the weekend after, I have to work, and then the next weekend is when Mittens or Mark is back, so I don't want to have anything to do then. So I'll be returning Ellie on June 2nd, and it'll probably be one of those things where I leave at like 6 in the morning, drive to Dallas, which is like a 6-hour drive from here, and pick him up from the airport and see him for a couple of hours, drop off the dog, and then drive home. And so 12 hours worth of driving in one day, because I don't want to miss playing in church on the 3rd. So that's probably going to be what I do, is just do a 12-hour drive on next Saturday. So that's going to be crazy. I hate driving. I'm going to have to get a lot of podcasts saved up so that I can have something to listen to for 12 hours. If I haven't listened to your podcast yet, I'll be caught. Maybe I'll listen to Auntie Vera. I should listen to all I should do an Auntie Vera marathon. Maybe interspersed by a little Big Fatty in between for 12 hours. I don't know if I could even, I don't know if I could do that. Oh, I did want to mention, I mentioned this on DI Plus, but I just want to mention for those of you who may not listen to DI Plus, is there anybody else out there that goes through the checkout or at stores and sees those little things that they put there, you know, and you want it? It's those little items, you know, that kind of get you. Especially, I was talking about this on DI Plus. They have these as seen on TV products that they're putting right by the checkout stand at Walmart. And I've been going through there, you know, for the past, I don't know, month. And I would see these, items. And they looked really, you know, I mean, it's stupid shit that, I mean, who... But you, it's like, ooh, it would be kind of neat to make, you know, cake shaped like a lollipop, you know, or I used to love slushies when I was a kid. And so I want to get one of these slushy makers, you know, or I don't know. They have all this crazy stuff and, you know, it's junk and, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to do what it's supposed to do, but you're just like drawn to it, like you want to get it. So the other day I had seen this stupid slushy maker for weeks. I've been seeing that thing and I kept thinking, no, I'm not gonna get it. Okay, I have to admit, this is one thing that I did not say on DI Plus. There was another as seen on TV item that I purchased about a month ago, and it was this thing. It's like one of those corsets that that a woman used to wear a long time ago. It's supposed to slim you, and you wrap it around your stomach, and it's got these different zippers on it depending on how large you are. And you zip it around you, and it holds all your guts in, right, or all your fat in. And so I bought this thing, and it, first of all, it stinks. It smells like nasty, like tires. It's made out of some really smelly plastic. And it stinks. Anyway, I should be ashamed. It didn't work. I zipped it all the way on the smallest one, and it wasn't small enough. So I guess that's a good problem for me to have. Anyway, I'm going to run out of music. So if you guys want to contact me, email contact@geekygay.com. Look for Geeky Gay on Google Plus and Adam H2T on Twitter. And have a good Memorial Day. I hope you all have a lot of fun. I saw some photos on Google Plus from some people at gay events. Unfortunately, I won't be at any gay events, but I'll just look at pictures. Anyway, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everybody.